The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban are linked up. Rose gold for the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a
good afternoon. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. How's everybody today? This is Pearly filling in again today for Naughty on Talking Heads. So good to be here with you guys again today. We had a really good show yesterday, and I'm hoping we can have another great show today. How's everybody doing? Been downtown and big rush to get here. I went to watch the funeral. We'll talk a little bit about that, but it's hot out there. This October, we need to hurry up, cool down a little bit, get into that fall coolness, you know? But we'll get there. So what's happening? Let's see what's happening in the... First of all, I got to do this little housekeeping stuff. If you want to call me, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. 325-4259. 325-4259. Toll free, 242-300-5720. And if you want to text me, which is powered by BTC, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. How everybody doing? Oh, great, great, great. Let's look at the headlines. Oh, former Prime Minister making the headlines. Christy Gibson has right to seek nomination. Former PM disagrees with party's position on the matter. Mitchell, former public figures must know when to move on. You know who you're talking about. Atlantis wants previous site option to be considered for seaplane project. Father arrested after boy reportedly shoots himself. And the business section, we've seen the business section here. AG says Bahamas well suited for fintech firms. Large jurisdiction will not be as friendly to digital assets firms, Pinder says. PMB will continue to invest in digital transformation. Canoe is developing a super app for the Caribbean. And finally, Christina Roll, crypto firms coming to the realization they need to be regulated. Interesting. I hope we watched the funeral, or who wasn't able to go there and see it, watch it, but I was able to watch it, and it was nice. When I say nice, it was all the uniform branches of the Bahamas were there. You saw the police, the defense force, immigration, customs, and prison overseers. One was off tap in the step, but I ain't gonna call out on that. Combined police force and defense force band played. Wonderful 21-gun salute. The funeral was nice. Former Prime Minister Christie brought remarks. Leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, brought excellent remarks. And the Prime Minister, as usual, did a great job at his remarks. You see, people ask how the funeral was. I don't know how do you say how the funeral was, but it was. Minister Obi Welchkem well in sending off his farewell, his sending off service. It was really nice. And then they did the commitment ceremony in Rossin Square, where they had the 21-gun salute, and then the folding of the flag and giving to the family. It was a perfect tribute to a great politician and to a serving politician. It was a perfect tribute. Well done. The planners did well. The Cabinet Office Protocol Department did super job in planning. Went off pretty well. If there were any hitches, we didn't see it. So I was able to watch it in person and get to see it on TV as well. So it was interesting. Very nice. Very nice. One thing about Bahamians, we do know how to bury our dead. We do know how to do it right. We do know how to do it in a Christian way. And I just want to say, well done, Cabinet Office. Well done. I think that's Ms. Brown who's in charge of that. Well done. Well done. Good job. The police were on point. The Defense Force is on point. The color was real well. It was done well. Everything was done well. Can't complain about it. This government knows how to do it right. At least in that terms of that kind of stuff. And then now you know, the funeral has been had. His interment is going to be in Grand Bahama tomorrow. So they'll fly the body over, and then he'll be buried in Grand Bahama tomorrow. I see construction of a tomb. Looks really nice. And then, you know, how to say this? We look at, you know, oh, he's passed, we need to wait. No, tomorrow or by Monday morning, campaigning will start for that seat. And you got some, and just to piggyback off with Z Live, Chivago was talking in Z Live there. We know that they have Lincoln Bain from the COI, Tanel Burroughs, who is going to be an independent candidate. We know the front runner for the Free National Movement is Bishop Ricardo Grant. And then there are a number of people interested in the PLP's nomination. People say there's going to be Kingsley Smith. You know, Shane Gibson is pushing and others are pushing. What are your views on that? Zhivago brought up a point in his conversation saying, you know, Celindon was not from South Andres. Dame Marguerite was from South Andres, and she should probably be the one who was running and not him. And we talked about that earlier in the week too. And I just want to say, I don't want people to think that I'm saying you have to be living there. I just say you have some kind of roots, some kind of connection. That is true. Your wife, personally, some kind of connection. So, and people say Shane's wife is from the area. So what are your views on it? Should it be Kingsley? Should it be Shane Gibson? Should it be anybody else? Or should we stay with their business? You know, some people may say that. And what kind of race it would be? Is it going to be a BYE by-election or BUI by-election? And, you know, some people throw that out there. And I'm just going to put it out there for you to talk about and think about. What are we going to see? Are we going to see a well-run election? Are we going to see mudslinging? I saw a text to say if they run on their record for the last 2 years, they won't win. It'll be kind of sad to see a sitting government whose member of parliament passed and they lose the seat. Sitting governments have lost seats before. In 2010, the FNM in running in Elizabeth, when Malcolm Adley stepped down and Dr. Duane Sands ran, he lost, I think, by 3 or 4 votes in 2010 in that by-election. We know that when Celindon stepped down, the Free National Movement's in power, and the Free National Movement maintained that seat. We know that in 1990, when Sir Cecil passed and they had a by-election there, David Thompson won the seat. The PLP was in power. So when Clarence Bain passed and the PLP was in power and they had an election, they were able to hold on. It's going to be interesting to see. And then the question is out there: should the FNM run? Because you know it's a sitting government seat. Should they waste that money? Is it a waste of money? What kind of chance does the COI have? Do they have a chance at all? And if they don't, well, how many votes are they going to get the $400 back? Does Ms. Burroughs have a shot at least getting her $400 back or even winning the seat? There are a lot of things that we can talk about and look at. And, you know, I'm a firm believer. I shouldn't say I'm a firm believer. I'm a person that don't believe in third parties in this country. I don't think we're big enough for that. Yeah, I believe in freedom of democracy. If you want to form it, that's fine. That's no problem. That's on you. But I don't think that a third party would be a determining factor in terms of winning a seat in any general election. Because when you really look at it, the money people, the donors, the people who are going to support by, can either give it to the PLP or the FNM, or both. I don't see, and I could be wrong, you know, and if I'm wrong, fine. I would stand corrected. I seem to say I was wrong. I was wrong, but my dodges, we'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But I don't see the donors having faith in the third party at this point. Now, maybe if the PLP was to fold up and then a party forms out of them, fine, or the FNM is to fold up and a party forms out of them, fine. But I personally think that COI and the independents don't have a chance. No. That's Pearlie's view. That's Pearlie's view. And anybody wants to challenge me on the view, I welcome you to. I welcome you to call, have to say what you have to say, and we can have a discussion about it. I believe in this small country of 400,000, with 190 to 200,000 voters in a general election, you're not going to get the kind of support that you, because the PLP is an embedded party. It's been there since, I think, 64, somewhere around it. Don't quote it. In the 60s, let's put it like that. And the Free National Movement in 1971. These are parties that have been around 40, 50 years. 50, I should say 50, 60 years. These parties are not young. They're embedded in our parents, our grandparents. So, you know, my grandmother, my father, me, that's three generations of supporting either the PLP or the FNM and others. Three to four generations of supporting the PLP or the FNM. So in terms of looking at a new party coming up, and we got CDR came about in 2000, and Dr. B.J. Nottage was the sitting member of Parliament for Kennedy and ran as a CDR and got beat. Ended up joining back with the PLP. You had Branville McCartney, who was the sitting Minister of Immigration for the Free National Movement, left the party and formed his party, the DNA, and ran and lost. Now, he may have affected how the 2002 elections turned out. He may have affected that. But it didn't affect it in 2007. So was it 12, whatever dates I'm putting out there. Forgive me on the dates if I'm messing up the dates. He did not win a seat. Not 2002. 2007, he's a member of Parliament. 2012, did not win a seat. So third parties have come about, have made a lot of noise in this country, have gotten the interest of a lot of people, and then fizzled out or did not do as well as you think they would do. 10,000 votes. Less than 10% of the votes, 13,000 votes, less than 10% of the registered voters. Is that a significant factor? Is that saying that they made a dent? Can Lincoln Bean win a seat? Can Tinnell win her seat? These are questions we should ask. You know, Texas is pretty. Why us as black people is asked that stupid question, how the funeral was. It was a funeral, not a vacation to Vegas. Exactly. People always say, how the funeral was. I'm like, how do you expect a funeral to be? It's a sad occasion. It's when we're putting our loved one to rest. It's not a vacation to Vegas or New York or Brylin. And I agreed with you, Dexter. But back to the by-election. All right, so how much of a factor will the COI be in the next by-election? How much of a factor will the independent candidate or candidates be in the next by-election? Is it a slam dunk for the PLP to hold onto the seat? Does the FNM have a good chance of winning that seat? There's questions I ask in y'all. I analyze it, and I personally think the seat is up for grabs. I could be wrong, and I can tell you that I could be wrong, and I'll stand corrected when the results come in. Or stand that I was correct when the results come in. It's going to be an intense 3 to 4 weeks. I think you're going to see the full machinery of the government, the Progressive Liberal Party down there, and the full machinery of the Free National Movement. And I don't, you know, I heard somebody from West Grandmama say, tell them NASA people stay home. No, that ain't going to happen. They both parties want that seat, so they come in to help. They're going to come and do what they can do and how they can do and what they can do to get people elected, who they want elected. So if y'all think Lincoln Bean can win the seat, call and tell me that. Let me know. I want to hear. What is wrong with Sheehan contesting that seat? What is the association saying about the candidate? My view on this is anybody who want to run anywhere in the Commonwealth of Bahamas, and if you're a Bahamian and you're a citizen and you have a right, you can run. I don't have no problem with that. Now, I believe that you need to have roots, connections, something in the constituency to make it relevant that you have some care, some concern, that you focus on that constituency. So that would be the challenge to whether Sheehan Gibson has the roots, and they say his wife is from the area. So if the PLP gives him the nomination, he writes and goes through the proper and gives him the nomination, fine, he's like, he can run. And that is just for all may they be. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
Doing pretty.
Thank God for life.
You finished rambling on and running all and getting all emotional like everybody else? Huh?
Emotional, I'm not getting. I'm just rambling.
Yes, you all are. All of you all are. And we are totally letting the main point of all of this fly overhead. It doesn't matter whether Shane Gibson wins, Tada wins, or this one win, or the next win. That's not the point, you know.
Okay, tell me what's the point.
The main point is,
tell
if you
that.
Are a team player, Trivago Lang said it succinctly on his show.
Okay.
What the Bahamian people are missing, it has really nothing to do with Shane, you know. It has something to do with the rules and regulation of the candidates committee of both or two or three parties.
Okay.
You can't be a team player. We ain't picked a team yet. We ain't know what color uniform you get, but you show up to the ballpark with the gate lock talking about you won't be on that team, and ain't nobody know what happening. That's the point.
Okay.
It's what Shane is doing that is in question, and the way he's going about doing it. And you don't have to be from a constituency, Brady, in order to run for that constituency.
I understand that. No, listen, that's your view on it, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I have a different view, and that's fine. We can agree to disagree. We can agree to disagree.
That is my view.
Fair enough. That's what's been happening for the last 50 years. And I respect your view.
Because plenty of people here from the constituencies, they've been running it. But the point is not the fact that Shane wants to run. It's the way in which he's going about doing it. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Wonderful. Thanks for calling. And you know, you're hearing, and I can't come out and say how he's doing it. Because I don't know, but I hear rumors. And then you see association members get up and say, hey, we support him, we want him. Then you get someone else come back and say that it ain't like that, P don't have the support in the constituency. It's a process. So he's gone, he's done, and I don't know what he's done. I don't know if any shingles involved. I don't know that. And I don't know that. But from what I'm gathering is he went to the association and said, hey, I want to run. I'm interested in representing West Grand Bahama and Bimini. I bring this to the table. I bring experience to the table. I'm a former minister. I can do this. I can do that. He's brought that to the people, and some of the association members have bought into it. So now it's going to the candidates committee, who will make a recommendation to the PLP council or whatever they call themselves, and then the leadership makes the final decision. Now you have former prime minister, and then you have, before I say that, you have people jumping up and saying he doesn't have a right to run, he shouldn't run, blah blah blah, and saying all of that. So you got former Prime Minister Christie comes up and says he has a right to seek the nomination. Now, he didn't say he has the right to get the nomination. He has a right to seek the nomination, which is fine. Then Foreign Affairs Minister Mitchell says former public affairs must know when to move on. Now, what are we talking about? I think he's talking about Prime Minister Christie. That's what I think. I could be wrong, but that's what I get the impression. But in a sense, former leaders or former public figures must know when to move on. But the wisdom that a former prime minister brings to the table, the experience, you can't tell him he got to move on. We should be, the PLP and us, we should be seeking the wisdom of Perry Christie, Hubert Ingram, Hubert Minnis. We should be seeking because they've all sat in that seat. We don't have to take their advice, you know. But there's nothing wrong with hearing it. Nothing wrong with getting their perspective. I heard that former Prime Minister Ingram told the Free National Movement they should not contest the seat. He gave his views on it. They were shared with their council. And their council said, no, we run in. And that's how democracy works. You come and you give your opinion and the body votes on it and they make a decision. It ain't saying that they're hearing what former Prime Minister Ingram is saying. They're saying, we hear you, but on this case, we want to run. And there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Texter, from my recollection, the only person in recent issue won as an independent without another party's help was Whitney Bastian, and he had money. And as for Mangrove Key, with no money and no connection, any third party or independent will not win. Whitney was in 2002. He ran. Yes, he did run, and both parties ran, and he was able to win that seat. But Whitney's strength there is he's from the area. Next text, I think the PLP needs a younger face to run for that seat. It'll be an easy seat for the PLP to retain while engaging the younger generation. Next text, political fight now. They won't throw no rock and balls, so y'all get that type of fight out your head. I think Fred was talking about Shane and Perry. But Fred isn't that young, though. How old is Fred? Older than me, and I in that retirement set. I get that little yellow thing across my NIB card, and you know he's older than me by a couple, by a bit. When I say no rock about it, we don't have them kind of elections in this country. We's a route. And we have these, and when you see the politicians, they have those little open-ended rows, or these little, they put little suggestions out there, and they ain't gonna call your name because you can't say you called my name. They say Bethany Strand is he had money. Yeah, Bethany had money, and yeah, he had money, but he's also from the area. He's known, all right? He was known, and he did have money at the time, yes. I agree. And you know, I had a conversation with somebody, I think it was a couple of days ago, and we talked about that very same thing, that it takes money to win a seat. It takes a lot of money. And understand when I say it takes money, and when I say it takes money to properly manage an election, to have a headquarters, to have staff working the headquarters, to have, you know, water and drinks in there. You can't ask me to run and you can't ask me to come and campaign for you, don't feed me. So you got to have little eats and drinks for them. T-shirts, posters, billboards, radio ads, TV ads, newspaper ads, you know, flyers, paper to work with, stationery to work on, pens, pencils, all that kind of stuff. A full headquarters with electricity, cable TV, furniture. So when I say it costs money, that's the issues I'm talking about, those things. And then, you know, some people do the fluff stuff, the fridge, the stove, the this, the that. And that, you know, this text says, Pearly, it takes close to $1 million to run a successful campaign. My brother, it takes close to $8 to $10 million to run a full election campaign. And it's going to take probably, I don't know, if $1 million in the thing, but that kind of money can be spent. That kind of big money can be spent. And it'd be interesting to see. But I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was a young person. And we're reflecting on when somebody say, tell them bring the bag when they come. So election day, I come out to you, and I asking you to vote for me. I give you a little T-shirt with $50, $100 in the middle of the T-shirt, and you go vote for me. Now you vote for me 2 o'clock. Let's say you vote for me 2, 3 o'clock. By 7, 8 o'clock, that money gone because you going straight to the bar to party that out. So you invest 5 years and $100, and you waste it in one day, and that's how you doing your vote? Or if they don't come and bring you, a fridge or a stove or a microwave or a laptop or something like that, or pay your light bill, you ain't voting for them. That's what you think of the vote that you have for one day, and then you complain all year that they ain't doing the job. Or you go back to them and say, "Hey, Nizzy, man, I didn't pay you. I didn't give you what you wanted." That makes sense. Excuse me. That makes sense. And some people don't look at it, and I'm pretty certain people will be calling me everything but a child of God. Ask me what I'm talking about, talking foolishness and all that. I'm sure that's what people are thinking, and some people are saying. And you still, and so the person said, Pearly, it takes close to $1 million, and you still might lose your $400. Pearly, I never see the money in that T-shirt. Does it exist? I don't know. I've never done it, never seen it. I hear about it, and I just put out a scenario. Some people say it happens. Some people say, you know, the bus pick you up, you bring your bus, you give your T-shirt, you put your T-shirt on, you slip your money in your pocket, you go vote. I don't know. Don't quote me on it. Don't say, Pearly said that has happened. Allegedly, I heard about it. I don't know if it's true, because I ain't never do it. But when we come back, we'll take our first break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more about this, put it out there, and see how you think about the next by-election. See what you think is going to be happening. All right? So this is Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads and Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back, right after this quick break.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun. Now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin's.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. This is Pearly filling in today at Talking Heads for Naughty on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Talking a little bit about the upcoming by-election and what are your views on does the third party, the COI, independents, have a chance outside of what the two major parties will do in any general election? And I just wanted to know what your views are on that. And we got a caller. Caller, you on the air. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. C. Allen Johnson here.
Hey, C. Allen. How you doing, my brother? Heard from you in a little while.
Yeah, calling with those 14 constituencies that's going to be running, that's going to be open up for voting in Grand Bahama.
The 14 polling stations, you mean?
No, no. In, for those of us from Grand Bahama, we know those are constituencies within a constituency.
Go ahead, go ahead.
those are literally areas where...
Yes.
Each one has its own distinct flavor.
Yeah.
And, you know, they, like I say, they operate from the pretense of natives, driftwood, and seaweed. Seaweed. I don't even know if Lincoln Bean or Tennille will qualify even as seaweed, so I guess that'll be a fourth category.
Wow.
They'll be strangers.
Strangers. Strangers, yeah. In the night. Da 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 da. Yeah.
So,
strangers in the night.
What happens is, Shane is exercising a political strategy.
So now is he driftwood or seaweed?
No, he would be claiming to be seaweed by virtue of marriage to to a native.
Okay, all right.
Right, seaweeds come and go with the flow of the tide. Driftwoods are that type that embed themselves in the soil.
Okay, so, I gotcha.
Okay. So hey, let me. I have a joke where I tell people all the time. Right, I know of families. Families from the same, in the same house, same mother, same father. The mother had complications, and the brother or sister was born on New Providence due to the complications, and they don't consider them genuine members.
They driftwood then. They driftwood because they coming back. They live a day better, but they driftwood.
Yeah. So you know, and so you have to understand the demographics of that particular area. So I think what the strategy Shane did was a wonderful strategy. Shane is very familiar with the process of the party.
Yeah.
He's also, he also knows that you need the support of these four constituencies. I saw where the signatures got three of the signatures of the four constituencies of the chairman of those particular constituencies. What it does, it sends an intimidating message to those individuals who are considering entering, throwing their name in the race.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a political strategy that he did. But for, I would say, for as an advocate for one for Grand Bahama, I'm hoping that we send a message to the Progressive Liberal Party that that you have ignored us for 2 years, and I think we need another competent voice that will advocate for Grand Bahamians in at the same time expressing a policy that we could actually look forward to should the PLP continue to fail in their representation.
So are you calling Sheen the person for that seat, or Bishop Grant?
And I would go with Bishop Grant. Okay. Because what happens is, I'm saying, look, first of all, right, only non-Grand Bahamians will argue concerning the record for Obadiah Wilscombe. He is a wonderful, lovable person. Anyone knows that his relationship and mine go back almost 40 years from family.
Uh-huh.
But the record of representation is not one that you can put on a mantle.
Uh-huh.
When you say from representation within the community, not because of him. I understand his desire, because you hear the party saying, oh, wonderful ideas, wonderful things he did. In fact, he was one of the few people within the Progressive Liberal Party that understood the philosophy of the Progressive Liberal Party for which they strayed from.
And that's actually true. That's very true. He's
you understand?
He understands the PLP's philosophy.
Right.
He understood.
So that's what I'm saying. If the party believed what he believed, he probably would have been prime minister.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm simply saying this. So, I mean, you know, we're not going to accept the pageantry that the Progressive Liberal Party will bring. Because I think what happens is, you know, you heard going back from 2002, right, to the present, you heard Mr. Philip Ray Davis himself said that without Grand Bahama being rebooted, there would be no economic growth in the Bahamas. But he's had 2 years. He's had a policy document, I mean, a document for which he should be building policy on, that hasn't been even touched in regards to Grand Bahama. I listened to you with the newspaper today talking about this whole call. These things that you're going to have, technology, fintech, this, that, everything.
Oh, yeah, he says well suited for fintech firms, yeah.
Yeah, we are well suited for fintech firms, yeah. Right before the Progressive Liberal Party even came to power.
Yes.
The problem is that not the fact that we are suited for it, the fact is that we have not done anything to move towards it. You know, now, for those who know me with the DARE bill, from the day it came out in 2020, before the PLP, I predicted that it was going to cost us dearly. When Mr. Sam Bankman Fried came in, I said, we're going to pay for this dearly. And there's a lot of people who were crypto experts. I mean, they was all over the radio and everything, even on Guardian Radio. All these crypto experts, I mean, I guess they're all artificial intelligence experts now, who are talking about...
better be it.
You know, about what is going to happen and how this can do whatever.
Uh-huh.
I knew that for us, we did not have a digital infrastructure. When I say digital, we talk about digitization of government. I'm talking about digitization of the economy.
Yes.
And the 30 laws. So we don't have any fintech true laws. We don't have any true data laws. We don't have no regulatory laws. We have no real supervisory laws. We have no property technology laws. We have not even embraced TradeFi, which is digitization of the traditional finance.
Uh-huh.
And so you have all of these things that must all be interrelated. Because you can't, this is why, if for those people who now begin to hear what I've been saying, is Sam Bankman-Fried was never in the tokenization business. He was a centralized exchange.
Yes.
Which was ultra-virus to the whole concept of cryptocurrency, which is a DEX, decentralized. But what he committed was fraud. He had nothing to do with technology, and essentially what the government of the Bahamas did was license an exchange. We have the basics now. And so the government basically licensed a creation of an exchange, calling it a digital exchange, in the sense that we want to enter the digital assets market. Notice, entering the digital assets market is not licensing exchanges. It is actually creating an environment for the digital assets to be created that could sit on any exchange anywhere in the world.
I watched the 60 Minutes program where the guy who helped him write, who wrote the book about him. And just how you say it was fraud, I think, if I remember correctly, I think the interviewer asked him, was he aware of what he was doing as illegal or fraud? And he was thinking that he genuinely thought he was doing something good.
Yeah, because what happens is delusions, this is like the same thing with third parties in the Bahamas, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, you could believe what you want, but reality normally comes in, you know, bite you in the butt.
Yeah.
And so I'm just talking about where we talk about this whole reality. And so when you look at the progressive, going back to the Progressive Party and their blueprint for change, almost everything they say in that blueprint for change requires Grand Bahama to play a central role in it.
Yeah.
The question is then, why isn't it done? It's a digital document, you know. But the individuals who are charged by digital documents don't understand what digitization of an economy requires. There is about, for digitization to happen in the Bahamas, as we call it, forget the digitization of government. We've been trying that since 1968. Go and do your research.
Yeah.
And see, Sir Lyndon in 1968 started the digital department or whatever to digitize government. Here it is. We are almost to 2068, and we haven't done it yet, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking about digitalization of government. I mean, of the economy, yes. Where companies and everything work in there.
Yeah.
And there's about 30 laws that needs to be modified or created, and we have never had a conversation on that. So
what
I'm saying is that I need individuals, like the leader of opposition has begun to push for some of those things, even if people don't know. And I'm saying is that if they don't know what to ask for, then how could you make the demand? And this is why people don't understand the effectiveness that the Free National Movement has had and the fact that they're laying policy positions that we should join them and make them, hold them accountable.
Yeah.
Because if the government of the Bahamas today wanted us to have freedom of information, transparency, and all these other different things they've been promising, they will do it. That's just freedom of information. You know, government's been around 100 years, right?
Yeah.
How do you have freedom of information? If you right now go make a demand for some information, who's going to go down into the basement and those moldy boxes to look for the information you're asking for? Because government itself has not been digitized.
Exactly.
So we're asking for things out of the proper context.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we need to change the conversation. And I think we have a unique opportunity because the Progressive Liberal Party has the ability to do this today. And I'm saying is then we need to have a voices for us from Grand Bahama that is willing to listen to us rather than joining the chorus that the Progressive Liberal Party has already started in the marketing that they are being successful in achieving what it is.
Makes sense.
Giving them that seat
will
only allow that individual to join the chorus, and we will not make progress. But by allowing the Free National Movement to sit in that seat, two things will happen. They would advocate for us in the strongest manner, but guess what? The person will be found ineffective in 3 years coming out of that seat, as opposed to a PLP sitting in that seat, and then we have to listen at the end of 3 years to the marketing of not enough time, and this happened and that happened, whatever. I think Grand Bahama needs a stronger compartment of words. Nothing wrong when I hear Mr. Kwesi Thompson make the arguments, but he spent most of his time defending the previous record.
I got you. See, Alan, I got but three more calls.
I'm saying he presented that record.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Pintard speaks about the future. IRM is currently neutral. So let's put a second voice on Grand Bahama that understands the largest demographics.
I got you.
So I tell people out there, if you know about PLPs on Grand Bahama, tell them about FNM for the country.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. You got another call on the line? Caller, you on the air?
Hi.
Thanks for waiting. I do appreciate your patience.
You came on saying you don't think that the third parties have any chance. I'd like to know why.
Because the PLP and the FNM have been embedded in this country for so long, and they have the money.
And you're saying now that you don't think that we have the mindset that, change is something that we can... You know, that can happen. You think that's, you know,
I'm being very honest. I'm being very honest, and I'm going off history, and I've gone off the history of this country. I love politics. And when I say I love it, I like to follow and watch. Not just him in Jamaica, Trinidad, United States, Canada, London, I mean Britain.
Me too. I'm over 50. Me too. I'm just saying, you know, so, I hate to hear that narrative as a Bahamian that's gone off to school.
Yes.
Do the same things that you just listed off. Yes.
We both have done that. We've both gone off to school
this election here, and I hope the Bahamian people will start to want better for themselves, right? It's nothing wrong with change. It's nothing wrong with new concepts. That's the way of the world. Technology, that is the way of the world. Remember, right, a couple of years ago, not that far ago, maybe a year or two ago, but anyway, definitely around the last election, when you heard persons talking about carbon credit and things like that. They stupid, they crazy.
Uh-huh.
Now that's the big conversation, right? It depends. You see, the truth, it depends on who is saying it, that people will listen to. And that's sad. That's very sad. That keeps the people down, right? So, in that light, I was born in Weston, right across from the old age school, my property, right across the road from there.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. Every time I get up that Bahamas Air flight and I go into Grand Bahama, I get a depression.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you.
Let me ask you this question.
Down 18 miles, go down to West End, and on my way I'm looking and it looks like a nuclear bomb just...
Fine. No, I hear what you're saying. Let me ask you this question. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on a minute now. You ain't let me get a word in. You keep talking because you know I got something to ask you. Hold on. Let me ask you this question, because you think change, and you saying we need change, and we need it. Yes. Yes. So let me ask you this one question.
And I think we need to not be afraid of it.
Let me ask you. See, change is fine if it's going to be for good. Change ain't fine.
Well, how are you going to know if you don't try it?
Why don't let me talk then? Let me say what I'm going to say. Change is for change. I don't want change just for the sake of change. Hold on. I don't mind you coming with change if it can make sense to me. Now, if you can tell me you can give me $100,000, that don't make sense to me, because that ain't going to happen.
It's not literally, you know.
No. See, don't change. Hold on, darling.
You have the ability, based on whichever market you're going to be dealing with the things that we have that we call natural. Listen, it's a long conversation, but what I'm saying is we have to stop being afraid of change, else we will continue to get what we've gotten. And you'll have the masses, a lot of people that don't need to be suffering the way they do in our country.
You ain't letting me get away. You're trying to talk over me.
You're trying to talk over me,
and I just want to be able to answer you.
Go ahead.
All right.
I asked no question. I was making a statement.
But if you can make the statement, you got to let me talk too, though.
No, I make no question, though. Go ahead.
You don't have to make a question, but you made a statement, and I ain't going to let you make a statement if I can make you defend your statement. And you keep you keep telling me you want. Hold on, baby. Listen to me now.
I listen.
You keep talking about change. Tell me what change that a third party could bring right now today.
Oh, how are you going to know if you're going to give him a chance? It's only 3 years.
You got to tell me. So hold on. You can jump up and say,
we've gotten.
You can jump up and tell me, I bring in change. And you can tell me what kind of change you bring in.
Of course, they have said what they wanted to change. They have
so
a whole right
you
of
really
that
believe,
they would like
you
to see.
You honestly believe that everybody in this country can get $100,000.
I don't think that's the only thing that the persons are saying.
No, but that's the thing with everybody.
That's the only thing you're dwelling on.
No, you brought up carbon credits. You brought up natural resources.
You like paying high like that? For what? There are other issues. Stop it.
You can tell me stop it because I can talk sense and you can keep talking because I talk in sense.
I'm being very facetious.
Because I can challenge. I know you are. Because I can challenge what you're saying.
I don't care. I don't mind. You could challenge me. I'm a Bahamian.
I'm saying that
we have to stop telling or putting that message out there that we ain't gonna do no better than the FNM or PLP. If there's an independent, intelligent person coming with some new ideas, why not give them a chance? Then you could critique.
Let me say this to you, ma'am. Let me say this very clearly to you. I never said I said that the two parties are embedded in this country. And I didn't say they'd only hope. I said, if you can bring change to me, bring real...
I didn't use the word hope.
Hold on. You said that the PLP and
FNM are embedded. What you trying to say? The message that you're portraying or saying is that, listen, y'all don't even try it because there's only going to be PLP and FNM. That's wrong.
Why is that wrong? Tell
it's
me why
wrong. It's wrong. If because without change, there will never be any improvement anywhere. We have to learn to accept that there will be change, and let's try it. Else we will get nowhere.
Listen to me carefully, ma'am. I don't have no problem with change if it making sense to me. I don't have no problem.
Have you given it a chance?
It ain't making no sense to me what he's saying.
Polly!
Because it ain't real sense.
You have not read up on the carbon credits. You have not read up on our natural resources. That don't make no sense? Stop it! It's too far out there for some people.
Listen,
I know.
Who tell me I read up on it? Because certain person jump up and say,
okay,
they
what do you read about it? I don't think we can benefit from it as a country. Tell me that, no?
When you finish talking, I can talk.
Okay. Let me tell you something.
Anyway, you know what? Let's do this. When you ready, when you are ready to let's have a conversation and stop talking over me, you can call me back. Thank you. See, I can be open to any conversation you have, you know, but don't talk over me and don't let me and cut me off because I can start challenging what you say. Anyway, it's been a great first hour. We're going to take our break. We go to news. When we come back, it's sports time. Sports time. Call us if you're on the air. Just hold on. I'll take your calls right after the 5 o'clock hour.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Prevention and control of dengue fever in the Bahamas will depend on how well we can together eliminate the mosquitoes that carry the virus and their water breeding sites. This is a community effort. Every week and after rainfall, check your yard for items that hold water. Tip and turn or remove. Talk to your neighbors and encourage them to inspect their yards as well. Check inside your home for places where mosquitoes can get in or breed. Use an indoor insect repellent safely to help destroy mosquitoes. Fight the bite. Do your part to protect you and your family from dengue fever. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
And welcome back to Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty. We're in the sports segment, but just before we get to the sports segment, I want to take one call, and I want to read a couple of texts, and I got something I need to say. Texts say, Miss, get off the radio. Next text is saying, the Constitution says third party with no strategy to win government will serve no purpose. It may be a change, but not the COI have much to do. It may be a change, but not now. The COI have much to do. We are their candidates in the next election. And Pearlie, does she know how long the process will take to get that money? Call, I can let you talk, and then I can say what I have to say. Call, you on the air.
What's up, Pearlie? All is well?
Thank God for life. Thank God for pain.
Great. Listen, I think the lady was making a lot of sense, and I think you should have allowed her a little more time to say what she had to say.
I didn't have a problem with her talking. You know, she just kept talking over me, and I just wanted to put one or two things there for her to respond to.
Yeah, because I think the populace should know about, because successive government have been keeping information about carbon credits and our natural resources from us. And, you know, even if a third party was to arise and they offering that information to the electorate, I think we should know about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, what you said about a third party coming in, that's yay or nay, I understand that. But I was really interested in hearing what she had to say and what they have to bring. You understand? And I was really listening closely, but you didn't give her an opportunity to really
Fair enough. I hear what you have to say, but I didn't hear her say anything tangible. She was there saying, change is coming, change, be afraid of change, and be all that.
Yeah, she was about to explain that.
And she asked, about to explain that. You think so? She called and tell you that she's about to do it. That's what you
mean? No. I was listening. I don't know the ladies from Mechanic Paint.
Fair enough.
But I was listening to hear what she had to say.
Fair enough. No problem. I appreciate that.
Okay, bro.
Thank you. I can get into sports, but I just want to say this. I don't have a problem with anybody calling and say what they have to say, because I'm going to challenge your views. I'm going to ask you specific questions, because, see, I ain't the type of person, you just tell me something, I can take it. Prove to me what you're talking. Show me what you're saying. Make me understand it. Don't tell me change, be scared of change, and you're not giving me details. Now, I can take this call, and then I can finish saying this, and then we get into sports. We can talk about this no more until another time. Call you on the air.
Hey, Pearlie.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Thank God for life.
I agree with what you have to do. You know, reality is reality. See, I agree with you with that. If you talking something and you know it ain't going to make no sense, like for instance, how you can give everybody $100,000?
See, I have that question. Let me say why I asked that question.
See, like, I suppose then I look at reality. That's how I think about it.
I hear you.
And then another point, too. Like you say, third party, you need two good things to win with a third party. First of all, you need a very good leader. I think third party come close when they had Branwell McCartney.
Yes.
You need a good leader.
Yes.
And you need the money. And also, you need some good candidates.
Yes.
And I think that could go a long way.
Yes.
In winning.
Yes.
But, you know, you coming on here and just blah, 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 but $100,000. You know, see, I deal with reality, and that's the point. That's the only way a third party have a chance. Got to be good candidates, and you need the money.
See, I take my $100,000. You know, I don't mind that. I want my $100,000, but let's be real about this. There are two issues that particular party has brought up. Immigration is their major concern, and getting and our natural resources. They're the two major concerns I've heard, and if I'm wrong, correct me. And then he says we can give everybody $100,000. When we give everybody $100,000, what do you think we can create in this country? First of all, one set get the $100,000, but you think they're going straight to the numbers house. The next set of people, what do you think they're going straight on the plane to Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, or Miami?
And the next set ain't gonna work.
So would we have to hire illegal immigrants or immigrants, so we then be creating another problem like that again?
Yeah, but that ain't gonna happen. Now, I'm in immigration, you know how I go with immigration.
I believe if we get the carbon credits, let's do things, pay off our national debt.
Yeah.
Let's do things to improve the infrastructure, the internet, so that we can grow this country as a country. But don't tell me change coming when you can't show me what change is about and show me how we can get the money from carbon credits.
And again, I go.
And if that money they're talking about is real money, if that's true money,
I got to see that for you.
We can
pay
talk.
This and pay that.
We can.
But again, one more point again.
Go ahead,
like I say, you need the money first, and you need that's you, if you come in there, you talking and you ain't showing up the money, brother, for campaign and thing, you know that now.
Amen.
Yeah, brother. Take care.
All right, my brother. Take care.
Yeah, man.
Time to talk sports. What's happening there, everybody? Lord, listen, I get my baptism with fire and torture because it was so smooth and nice the first couple of weeks and everything like that. Now the people getting that they're getting and they eat me for breakfast. But let's get into today in sports is brought to you by Naughty Johnny. Today is Thursday, October 12th, 2023. In 1986, Walter Payton of the Chicago Bears became the first National Football NFL player to accumulate 20,000 yards. In 1997, Barry Sanders of the Detroit Lions passed Jim Brown and moved into fourth place on the NFL's all-time rushing list with 12,513 yards. In 1997, Eddie Murray, Minnesota Vikings, set the NFL record with his kick when he kicked his 235th consecutive extra point. But see, that was when it was a little closer, too. In 2002, Ron Tugnutt, Dallas Stars, became the first NHL goalie to win a game for seven different teams. In 2010, the Texas Rangers won the first playoff series in franchise history when they defeated the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Our sports quote of the day is, To be a champ, you have to believe in yourself when nobody else will. Sugar Ray Robinson. People. That's today in sports history. That is today in sports history. What's happening in the Bahamas? What's happening in the Bahamas? What's happening with everything that's going on in the Bahamas? Oh my oh Lord of mercy. Let's see. The Bahamas to face Antigua and Barbuda. Team will play Saturday at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You know, we had Alexio and coach and the team manager here early in the week. So I encourage people to get to the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, support this team. We got a chance to beat this team in the League of Nations. And then we go down to Barbuda the next day and try a chance to take two games and put us right back in the middle of the hunt. Kai Jones waived by the Charlotte Hornets. Extensive work at Thomas A. Robinson Stadium to begin in November. I question that. And we got a football game in the middle of December. Are they going to be finished in time for the football game? Or is it going to affect the football game? The Bahama Bowl. That's my concern with that right there. That would be my concern. Other than that, I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. Caller, you can call back. Sorry, I was trying to get those things, two things. So if you want to call back, I'll take your call. I know you ain't talking sports, but we'll take your call. Let me get these texts. I always promise to read everybody's texts. So we're crossing over just a little bit here today. This last text says, "Pearly, she has already said that she wanted to stay further. What she needs to do is pay and come on the show and sell that party. No free advertising, eh? Boy, listen, and they charge up. It may be a change, but not now. The CEO have much to do. We are their candidates in the next election." I read that already. Callie on the air.
What's up, Pearly? This is St. Petersburg, man. What's happening?
Hey, St. Petersburg, how you doing? What's up?
Man, I just want to say first of my condolence to Obi Wilson and his family, man. You know what I'm saying? I watched it live on TV today, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
And my condolence to your Dodgers, you know.
Listen.
Hey,
Lord of mercy.
I know that when I was watching that game last night, I was saying, I know fully sweating bullets now.
Listen, listen to me. I was so angry. And then when we came back and went down 4-2, I said, okay, maybe this is my team coming back.
Yeah.
I said, because, you know, the Dodgers have learned, I scored a lot of runs in the 7 and 8 innings in most games all season, in a lot of games all season. But Arizona had our number, and it was an embarrassment, And the Dodgers shame me. I wanted to put on a paper bag over my head. We have an ERA, our starting pitcher for the three games, have an ERA of 25.
Hey, but that goes to show, man, because it all comes down to the playoff, man. You could have a good regular series, man, and some teams just get hard in the playoff, man. You know,
is it because the Dodgers had almost a week layoff and the bats went quiet, went warm, went cold, and Arizona, because they played Milwaukee for two games, they're able to... No, I ain't taking that as no excuse. Dave Roberts got to go. I calling for Dave Roberts to be fired, and not because I don't like... Because everybody knows I was one of his biggest fans.
But like I said, you ride and die with your team, man. You know,
I'm a Dodger fan. I've been a Dodger from 1971. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Hey, I've been a Yankees fan from Lou Pinella days, all them days, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a diehard Yankee. I live in the Tampa Bay area. I like to see the Rays win.
Uh-huh.
But when the Yankees, you can always tell when the Yankees are down. I may be blocked up because you got a lot of New Yorkers for retirement. And they live. You are more Yankee fans in the Tampa Bay Stadium than the Rays Stadium, man.
I can believe that. I can believe.
Man, these Yankees, all them old retired folks coming out from New York and Connecticut, they diehard Yankee fans, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yo, man, you know this one. Hey, man, we had a couple of tornadoes touched down here, man.
Really?
You know? In Detroit, you know?
But no major damages.
Yeah, in Clearwater, Florida, they got a couple. You know, they got a bunch of trailer parks over there.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So everything, all right. You know what I'm saying?
No fatalities.
No fatalities. Just a bunch of trees.
Thank God. Yeah. I've witnessed a tornado. I went to school in Minnesota, so I know what you're talking about.
Hey, our Lakers coming up soon, though. You know, our Lakers, I think we could do something this year. My son is a Clipper, man. And boy, if you be up, you talking about the Clippers.
Clippers?
Yeah.
Now, telling me when the real team out of L.A. is the Lakers. I'm telling your son, I say,
man, look, I asked him, when was the last time they won a ring?
Whenever.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear that.
Hey, man, hey, y'all be safe, man.
You be safe on the highway, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. 242 for life,
man. Amen, I say. Amen. 242 for life. Listen, let's talk about my Dodgers. Let's get this out of the way one time. I am appalled, sick in the stomach, sick in the head, pissed off, embarrassed, mad. Everything you could possibly say about my Dodgers. And y'all know I ride the Dodgers hard all year. Out of 162 games, I watch at least 130 of them. If not the full game, most of the game. And I only miss the Dodger games if I fall asleep or if I have something else to do and I can't get to watch the game. When I saw what I saw, that's not my Dodgers. I saw some bad moves by Dave Roberts. Why didn't he not start Pepiot? Pepiot has been pitching and really have a low 2-point ERA, better than Bobby Miller. And you saving him for what? Lance Lynn come in and give up 4 home runs. The dude hit a home run and they call it a foul, but come back and pitch the next pitch, the fella jacket. Okay, this foul, let me put it straight away. He had one in right center, one in left center, and one in left. 4 home runs and one inning. It was like he's throwing batting practice. My favorite Dodger, Kershaw. Oh, my Lord of Mercy. Jeez, soul. Oh, my goodness. It was embarrassing. Bobby Miller tried. He gave up some runs in the first inning. The bullpen basically shut him down, but we couldn't bat. Mookie Betts has batted 3 for 37 over the last 3 years. 3 for 37. They had one hit in the series, and that one hit was with Freddie Freeman. Between Mookie and Freddie, had one hit. One hit. And that was when he hit the ball and slid into first and had to do a challenge and win the challenge. One infield hit. They didn't hit the ball out the infield yet. The biggest Dave Roberts fan is Pearly. The biggest Dave Roberts fan is Pearly. And Dave Roberts choke again. Now, Jeff, I got a good friend, Jeff, can call me and tease me, been teasing me. I tell him two words. Not even know what I'm talking about. Don't mess with me. I was in not a good mood. Dave Roberts is not a playoff coach. Not a playoff manager. He has proven that. He has won 10 of the 11 seasons. 10 out of the last 11 seasons. And we got one World Series out of it, won the division. 10 out of the last 11 seasons and get one World Series. The last 4 years, not counting the 2020 season, when we only played 60 games, 100 wins. Minimum 111 last year. And let your division rival San Diego beat you. You win 100 this year. You let your next division rival Arizona beat you. What you can do? You win 100 next year and let the Giants beat you? Now, I was concerned about the starting pitching, yes. Very concerned about the starting pitching. And my concerns came to light. Could not get anybody out. Bullpens are fine if the bullpens, arrest does not hurt the bullpen, it helps the bullpen. Bullpen was great. Knockout, lights out, excellent. Did well. got out of jams, came in there. Caleb Ferguson did well. I can't complain about the bullpen. Did Vessier, yeah. I cussed him a couple of times over the season, but he came and he delivered. Kershaw did not deliver. Bobby Miller did not deliver. Lance Lynn did not deliver. And we got Pepiot sitting on the bench. Saving him for what? The pitch today? He cleaning out his locker today. Getting home for the season, for the winter. There's some changes that has to happen in L.A. Now, the final 10 is with Colin. He's talking about and saying, don't believe Dave Roberts. So this is me countering what the herd got to say. You ain't been in the last 4 years. The only championship you get is in the 60-game championship in the bubble. You go to the playoffs and get knocked out. What kind of foolishness is this? What kind of crap is that? I tease and Nolly saying your Yankees come last. Hey, man, that's your Dodger. Don't care whoever you might start. I told you playoff time, that team is choked. You get your fishing hat. See this Jeff messing with me. I sure that's Jeff messing with me. But I can't blame him. The bottom line is, I get Perma, let's go sit down and chill. And the hurtful thing is, my son is Atlanta Brave. Don't let Atlanta, man. I can't sit down. I wouldn't be able to rest. The Dodgers got to make a lot of changes. It ain't working. Does that mean you got to get rid of the president, Freddie Freeman? I can't even call his name. I'm so mad at him. They need some changes in L.A., and some changes need to happen in the offseason. Spend that money. You got a big billion-dollar contract with Sportsnet, Sportsnet and Fox. Spend that money. You need starting pitching. In his defense, in the Dodgers' defense, only Kershaw of the starting pitching in April was on the team in the playoffs. Dustin May got hurt for the season. Gosselin got hurt for the season. Julio Urias doing foolishness. Walker Buehler did not come back. Hoping he would come back by September. He couldn't make it. He'd be back next year. So you got a rookies pitching, a bunch of rookies. You pick up. You had opportunities to make some moves in the deadline. All kind of pitches are done. Galera and some other pitches are some good pitches. You get Lance Lynn, who's a home run, who's throw gopher balls all the time. Mind you, he came into LA and did well. But this pressure ball and be putting the season on Lance Lynn. Man, might say, put the rookie there. Let's see what the rookie can do for us. Because it didn't work last night. Mookie Betts couldn't hit his way out of a wet paper bag last night. Freddie Freeman striking out on pitches outside the zone. You don't strike out like that. Is that right? One of these sellout. It was not a pleasant day for me yesterday. It was not a pleasant day. I say you cut me and I bleed Dodger. You cut me and I might be bleeding some other color. Because I'm hot when it comes to my Dodgers. I am hot. I'm upset, I'm pissed, and I'm hot. And as Naughty had his diatribe and say, fire McCarthy, fire Doc, fire this one, fire them for the Dallas. I'm saying the same thing. Friedman and Dave Roberts, there's got to be some changes in their front office. Because we're not making the right moves. We got a wonderful farm system, and you got some good young players coming up, and you had to throw Bobby Miller in, I think, a year early. He's going to be ace for the Dodgers one day. Yeah, he's going to be ace. I don't have a problem with that. I understand that. Pepiot's going to be another great pitcher for the Dodgers. But they rookies, they ain't quite ready. Pull the trigger and bring. You're going to go Ohtani? You're going to go try sign him? He can't pitch till 2025, so that'll help it. We got the bats. And you bring him in fine. But what is he going to do for us? He can't pitch. We need pitching. Starting pitching. Not the relief is fine. Bring every one of the relievers back. So really, by the time he finished venting, the show would be gone. I ain't event no more. But I was hoping to be here with Naughty. I was hoping to be able to sit down and talk about this with Naughty. So I got a vent on my own. But let me calm down. Let me cool down. We can take our first break. And when we get back, we'll talk some more sports. We got football tonight. We'll talk about the New York Liberty. Oh boy, John Crowell got beat bad last night. This is Pretty filling in for an audience talking here. It's Guardian Ready 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The only thing better than a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich
is a KFC Deluxe Chicken Sandwich and fries for only $7. At KFC, our fried chicken experts know that great taste is in the details. Fresh lettuce, ripe tomatoes, creamy mayo, and a KFC 100% white meat chicken filet stacked on a toasted brioche bun. Now served with golden fries for only $7. For the best chicken sandwich, always go for KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
In the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. Yeah, I did vent, eh? I did carry on bad last night. I so mad at my Dodgers. But anyway, don't forget the Bucket of Hope. When you go to Kentucky, you buy a bucket of chicken. They will make a donation to the Sister Cancer program. And then you can make a donation, too. Let's help. Let's don't forget to help out. This is Cancer Awareness Month, October. So whatever we can do with our great sponsors in Kentucky, let's do that. John's is an authorized distributor of Chef Works Chef Wear, the most respected global culinary brand. John carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John is also now carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary, tools that make a better chef. Available at John's Care Wear, Rosetta Street, and Care Michael Road. Boy, it's interesting stuff. I that's trying to, you know, bring myself right down, calm myself down a little bit, you know, people teasing me and all that, but, you know, let's take this caller. Caller, help me out. How you doing?
Hey, brother, how are you, man?
I ain't good. The Dodgers get beat, so you know I ain't good, but other than that, I'm great.
I ain't too much of a baseball.
All right,
but
talk to me.
I calling, did you get a verdict on my question that I asked you?
Which one was that?
Where would you rate Brock Prudy?
Brock Prudy, yeah. I told you, and
What you told me?
I told you I don't rate him as in the top five.
Okay.
All right.
That's your verdict.
My verdict is he would. All right. Let me rephrase it this way. If I was to look at what he's doing right now, I could put him at 6 or 7.
Okay.
And understand what I'm saying now. It doesn't take away from what the 49ers are doing.
Okay.
They're 5-0, but the 49ers have a complete team. They got a great running back in McCaffrey. Then they get Debo. They got probably one of the best tight ends in the game. And they got a really good defense. So it's a team effort there. And Purdy has been, and the system that the 49ers run allows him to and he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't do stupidness, but allows him to maximize his talent. The system is a very good system. So he's going to look good in the system. So when I say if you was to base it on the record, they're 5-0, yes, okay, I'll give you that. Top five, maybe number five.
Listen, we had a conversation at my workplace today.
Uh-huh.
And one of the person that participated in the conversation have Brock Purdy as number three. The reason being a rookie, no one, even Tom Brady, I've yet to set a record as a rookie like him.
And what record that is?
I asked him. Okay. He was the backup quarterback, quarterback for the 49ers last.
He was the third string quarterback. He was actually the, they call him Mr. Irrelevant. I think he was the last poison pick in the draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How many games as a rookie has he lose?
Yes, he's played 10 games.
No, I'm asking.
And he's not lost. He's
how
not
many
lost.
Games as a rookie?
As a starting quarterback, he's not lost yet. No, he's undefeated.
How many games he hasn't lost yet as a starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's played
how
about 10.
How many games that he lose as a rookie?
No, last year it would have been 5 because he was a rookie last year. 5-0, and he won 5 this year. So I look at him as a rookie because he's not played 17 games yet. So
we agree.
10. He's 10-0. He's 10-0. The record of the team is 10-0. Yes.
What other quarterback did that?
There's no other rookie quarterback has done that. No.
Not even Tom Brady.
No.
Oh, you answer my question. Thank you very much.
Bye. I walk right into that. That's fine. Not a problem. The 49ers are a great team. 49ers winning. The 49ers look real good. But and the system that the 49ers have keeps him safe. So that I look at that. All right. Exhibition basketball going on. The Lakers won last night, but I don't look at them. To me, I hardly ever watch exhibition basketball because it's just fellas trying to figure things out. The Phillies got off on the Braves yesterday. 6 home runs. Bryce Harper hit 2. Now, the night before that, Bryce Harper was on first. Phillies was down 5-4. I can't remember who's batting, but he had a shot to center field. And Michael, I can't remember, Jr., snatched the ball off the wall, made a great catch, threw it into the infield, and the shortstop scooped it up and threw it to first and double up Bryce Harper to end the game. Now, you got a kid who plays for Atlanta, ran into the locker room. See, you got to be careful what you say because the reporter's hearing everything and say, attaboy, Harper, attaboy, Harper, basically chastising him for the base-running blunder. You don't do that to players like Bryce Harper. Because Bryce Harper came back last night and hit 2 shots, a 3-run shot and a solo shot. He single-handedly beat Atlanta last night. And as he ran around second base, he looked straight at the shortstop and say, attaboy. Twice. And that's the drama. That's the sweet drama of it. So tonight, they play game 4. It's an elimination game for the Phillies. The Phillies win, that's it. Dealio. They move on and they will play the Arizona Diamondbacks. And the Houston Astros eliminated the Minnesota Twins yesterday. So it's Houston. We'll be moving on and playing, who are they playing? Texas Rangers. They're playing the Texas Rangers. So Texas Rangers and Houston Astros. And then the winner, if the Phillies win tonight, they'll play Arizona. Or the winner of the Phillies Atlanta series will play Arizona beginning on the weekend. Then last night, I said, let me flip over and watch Lil Peace at the WNBA Finals. Oh, Lord. I must see jinx these people. They get a beating 76-104. 28-point beatdown. I think it was a 17-2 run at the beginning of the game or something like that. Beat down, you hear me? Beat down. They were outscored 38-19 in the first quarter. They made a little comeback in the second. Then they get beat down both times in the third and fourth quarter. So they were interviewing the player from the Vegas, she said, we got an A for the first, a D for the second. So that's about a B or C. And then we gave ourselves a B and an A for the third and fourth quarter. It wasn't even close. It was embarrassing too. It was a beat down. John Quell, them looked defeated. They looked beat up. They looked like just. But they play again soon in New York. And you never count them out yet. Because we could basically say Las Vegas held home court. New York got to go to New York and hold home court and come back to Vegas and try to win it in the 5th game. If not, any winner the Vegas has in New York, they'd repeat NBA champions. Don't tell nobody I say this, but I kind of believe they can beat my girls. Don't tell nobody I tell you all that, though. Please don't tell nobody I tell you all that. And then tonight, the lowly, I got to call them the 1-4 Denver Broncos against the 4-1 Kansas City Chiefs. I would, they're a 10-point favorite. I would take the Chiefs and the points. I'll take the Chiefs and the points. They ain't going to put up 70. Don't think they're Miami Dolphins now. They ain't going to put up 70. But I think they will do what they have to do and mop up the floor with the Chiefs tonight. All right? And that game, we can find that game on TSN. What's TSN? It's Prime, something like that. Amazon Prime Video also has it. I got that app, so I just watch it on the NFL packages. Russell Wilson has not looked terrible. He didn't look as bad as he did last year. But my goodness, they got no kind of defense. I think the Chiefs should be able to run over them. I think Mahomes should be able to put up some points. I need Mahomes to put up plenty of points today. I need them fantasy points, Mahomes. You need to score like 3 touchdown passes and 300 and some yards in passing. I need that from you today. Can you do that for me? Can you give me that? I'd be most appreciative. Because I don't see the Broncos winning this game in Kansas City, in Arrowhead Stadium. My good buddy, Mr. Chief and Mr. Georgia Bulldog, would have a Chinese baby if they happen to lock this one out. I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening at all. I don't see it happening at all. So I think the Broncos, I'll take Denver and take Denver. I'll take the Chiefs and the points today. The over is 47. I'll go over. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, you got Atlanta and Philly for game 4 in Philadelphia. Let me tell you something. If it's one stadium, some people, and Bryce Harper said that he loved Philadelphia, know that baseball, and that stadium was loud yesterday. And they're going to be louder today because they smell blood in the water. They feel that at this point in time, it could be over for Atlanta. The three teams with the best records, Baltimore, Atlanta, and Dodgers, could possibly all be got home after the day's out. Then I get this text. I told you Aces would take it. They ain't take nothing yet. They got 2 wins. They got to win a 3rd game. You know how many teams have been up 2-0 and get beat? Been up 2-0 and come back and lose? So they ain't over yet till the fat lady sing. So Texter, I know you tell me that, and I've got a couple of people who tell me that. But I can wait to see that. I can wait to see that. But before we get into the break and to call an earlier, let's do some picks. Let's see what we got coming up in the picks here. All right, and this exhibition game. So there's no line, there's no spread on it. You got the Magic at Cleveland, the Hornets at the Wizards tonight, Detroit at Oklahoma Thunder, the Grizzlies at Atlanta Hawks. Baltimore, the Brooklyn Nets playing somebody. They're playing somebody. I had some foreign team. The BKN Nets. The Brooklyn Nets playing the MRA Rihanna. Then you get the Rockets playing New Orleans Pelicans. The Nuggets playing the Chicago Bulls. And then you get the Phoenix Suns playing the Portland Trail Blazers tonight. And I keep telling you could watch football every day. They had a football game on every day this week. And tonight you got West Virginia and Houston. West Virginia is a pretty good team. That's 3 points. I'll take West Virginia in the points. And then get SMU and East Carolina. SMU is a scoring machine. I'll take SMU in the points as well today. I'm excited about hockey being back. I don't understand as much. I'm not a super, super hockey fan. But I take my time and I like to watch hockey. So you got the Flyers at the Blue Jackets today. Then the Rangers at the Buffalo Sabres, the Detroit Red Wings at the New Jersey Devils. I'll take the Devils in that. I'll take the Rangers over the Buffalo Sabres. You got the Dallas Stars and the St. Louis Blues. I'll go with the Stars today. And you got the Florida Panthers at Minnesota Wild. Minnesota, a better team. The Kraken, who's expansion team from last year, playing the Predators. And then you got the Golden Knights at the San Jose Sharks tonight. So that's what's happening. There's not a lot of things going on today. You got a little baseball, a little football tonight. And then the NBA is starting to kick up. The NBA season should be kicking in pretty soon. So that's it for today. We're going to take our break. When we come back, Colin is going to give you his update on why we should not be getting rid of Dave Roberts. I'm calling for Dave Roberts to get sent home. I'm calling for Dave Roberts to be sent home. I'm not happy with what he's been doing. I'm not happy how he getting beat 4 years in the playoffs and having a 100-win season. I mean, one of the best records last year, the best record this year, one of the best records in baseball, and we got to get beat like that. A team that only win 84 games. See, I can start venting again. They can run on too long. Arizona won 84 games. So mark my words, I don't see them beating Philadelphia or Atlanta. I think their World Series is beating the Dodgers. Their hype was beating the Dodgers. They wanted to get to the Dodgers. They wanted to beat the Dodgers, and they did that. It's another story when you play in Philadelphia or Atlanta now. They're seeing your rivals. They're seeing your division foes. So I see either Philadelphia or Atlanta going to the World Series. And I really think Philadelphia's going to close it out tonight. And they'll end up playing probably the Houston Astros. But don't sleep on those Texans Rangers. This has been Pearly. We had an awesome day. A little confrontational with some people. And so I hope the lady ain't too mad at me. And I respect your views. And I understand where you're coming from with change. And that's fine. No big deal. I understand and I accept that. This has been Pearly. It's been a nice day. It's been a wonderful Thursday. Naughty will be back tomorrow. I'll be with him at 5 o'clock as we talk sports. Thank you for listening. This has been Pearly at Talking Heads on Garden Radio 96.9. Drive safe, be safe, take care of yourselves. See you soon.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek, you can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Attention, Bahamas. Our national pride is at stake. The Nations League is in full swing, and our men's national team is gearing up for an epic showdown against Antigua and Barbuda. On Saturday, October 14th at 6 p.m., join us at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium and cheer on our Junkanoo boys to victory. This is a must-win match for our Group B standing, and we need your support now more than ever. Get your tickets today for VIP, general, or children's seating. Options at BahamasFA.net or call 821-3891. Bahamas, let's stand with pride and bring home this win.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
So this morning the headlines are they got swept. Dave Roberts' manager asleep at the wheel as Lance Lynn allows a record 4 home runs in the same inning. Would Dave Roberts be a genius if he pulled him after 3 home runs? The last 2 years, the Dodgers have 211 regular season wins. And 1 playoff win. And they're not alone. Favorites are getting dominated in the postseason. It's not the manager, man. It's not the manager. A Major League Baseball regular season is a triathlon. Endurance. The playoffs are a 100-yard sprint. Analytics used in the regular season are often cast aside in the playoffs because you have to win now. You see it in the NBA. 3-3-3-3-3. Yes, those numbers work over the course of a long season. Then you get to the NBA playoffs. You need a stop and a bucket. Giannis is really valuable, right? James Harden, not as valuable. Can't get stops. The Dodgers, due to age, a domestic assault, and injuries, don't have an ace. You're not a World Series team. That's not a World Series team. Add this, Mookie Betts, a remarkable player, and Freddie Freeman, who's been a tremendous Dodger in his brief stint here, they had one hit in 21 at-bats. So your two best hitters disappear. You don't really have an ace, and that's Dave Roberts? That's not Dave Roberts. Analytics don't account for everything. And they're in the NBA and baseball, analytics over a long season work. They don't necessarily work in a 2-3-4 game setting. It's a sprint, not a triathlon. You lose your best four starters. Clayton Kershaw's in what, year 16? Come on. Got to be realistic. Justin Verlander once talked about analytics. He says, I think our culture in Houston is something that's not necessarily tangible. For most of the analytic-forward teams in baseball, something that makes this team so special is something that's not necessarily measurable. That's absolutely true. It's called culture and clutch. I'll get to Philly in a second. You see a lot with them. But baseball fans have to blame somebody, and especially in Los Angeles. Your number two pitcher in this series for the Dodgers was pitching in double-A baseball last year. It's not a World Series team. Major League managers make on average about $1.7 to $1.8 million a year to manage 162 games. A college football coach makes double that to coach 12. Why? Because a manager has very little say with analytics. He has very little influence on the bottom line. So no true ace. Your two best players can't hit. That's not a Dave Roberts issue. It's your reality. That's what the Dodgers were as a postseason team. Nobody in the postseason without two great bats hitting and no ace is going to win a series. And in this 100-yard sprint, Diamondbacks were clearly better. They hand him the batting order. Analytics drives the sport. It's why they don't pay managers anything. The reality is it's happening all over baseball. You can be built for the long road trip. We all know this as parents. Remember when you were parents and your kids are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old? You get in the car, you're going to drive to, Mammoth in California. You're going to go skiing. Or you're going to go to a lake and you're in the car 4 or 5 hours. You prepare differently as a parent for a 5-hour drive than you do taking your kid to school. All right? It's the long trip. It's the vacation. That's the reality of baseball. It is such an absurdly long season. You're built one way. Use analytics regularly. In the NBA playoffs, you need a bucket. Give me a mid-range jumper. Give me Kevin Durant from 18. Just get me a bucket. Get me Jason Tatum. Drive to the basket. Give me a bucket. In baseball, get me an out. Get me a hit. It's a sprint. And the Dodgers didn't have their sprinters. All right, so playoff games in Philadelphia, I got to tell you, I don't know what it is. I used to feel this way about old Yankee Stadium. Old Yankee Stadium just felt different. TV there just felt different, looked different. The ghosts. It's like the Yankees 7th, 8th, 9th inning. It's like, oh, Yankees will figure out a way to win. It was intimidating. I mean, baseball stadiums are charming. Fenway, Wrigley, they're not intimidating. The old Yankee Stadium was intimidating. Like the Yankees came back so many times. Philadelphia feels like that. It's almost a football crowd. It just jumps off the TV. That game 6-1, kept watching. 7-1, kept watching. 7-2, kept watching. 10-2, didn't turn it off. And a big part of that is Bryce Harper. He's got a David Beckham quality. He's a guy's guy. He's cool. He's alpha. He's fun. A little power. I can't explain it. I've been watching the Netflix Beckham documentary. Just love that guy. And Bryce Harper, like Beckham, icon, star, very early age. Loved, hated, boo, bomb, great. I'm telling you, I'm in the interesting business. That dude is interesting. They are 8-0, the Phillies, when Bryce hits a bomb. He hit 2 yesterday in the playoffs. They just don't lose when he's hitting home runs. He hit a couple yesterday. And I've heard for years on Bryce Harper, there's a way to play the game. I just don't buy it. All the old-timers bristle at that stuff. There's 3 people in baseball. When they're up, I can't turn it off. Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, Shohei Ohtani. I cannot turn the television off. It's the same with golf. The purists will tell you about Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler. He is number one for 50 weeks last 2 years. Yeah, I know, but I like Brooks Koepka. Phil Mickelson, Tiger, Brooks Koepka, get me to a TV. I can't explain it. By the way, it's not like Scottie Scheffler is that much better than Brooks Koepka. In big tournaments sometimes, Koepka's the man. He plays great in big tournaments. Bryce Harper gets me to a TV. He's just a dude's dude. He feeds off the crowd. He's got alpha. He's not worried about analytics. I don't even know if he's a good analytic player. He's a dude's dude. Big, strong, best show in baseball. And I don't know what it is, but in that stadium, the Braves, the best team in the regular season, look absolutely small and overwhelmed. There is a magic about old Yankee Stadium that new Yankee Stadium just doesn't have. And there is a magic about that place on television. I can't imagine playing there. And Bryce Harper talked about it after.
I love this place. Flat out, I love this place. There's nothing like coming into the bank and playing in front of these fans. Blue collar mentality, tough, fighting every single day. I get chills, man. I get so fired up. Man, I love this place.
Well, you can see it and they love him. So, the Phillies are making the Braves look small. The D-backs made the Dodgers look small. The great Orioles are toast. These wild card teams, these underdogs, are having a great postseason. And don't worry about it. I'm hearing baseball people say, whoa, wild cards win all the time in the NFL. We had an upset in the NBA playoffs this year. Miami Heat got to the finals. Go check out what their seed was. It's good. We don't want favorites always winning. It's what's hurt college football the last 15 years. That it was always the SEC. It's always the favorites. Nobody can win on the road at Georgia or Alabama. This is great for baseball. It is good. Listen, the Braves are an unbelievable organization. But this series is interesting because the Braves suddenly look small and intimidated by the Phillies. That was great TV yesterday, even though the game wasn't close. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from The Herd or go watch a few segments from other shows on FS1.